Good morning, welcome everybody to the April 17th, 2018 Cecil County Council meeting. First thing will be approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommendations for any changes to today's agenda.
Any motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Had minutes of April 10th. Any corrections, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer.
He's happy about something.
Yeah, I am, because I'm going to tell you something. I seen it all yesterday. I tell you what, the traffic was so bad, the snail got across the road and never got run over. Look, I went down Route 1 to a doctor in Lewis, right there on right King's Highway. And you guys basically all know where I live. It took me 3/4 of an hour to get down there. We leave from there, we go down to McDonald's, get something to eat. No big deal. We leave from there, we head for near every light coming back. Guess what? 3/4 of an hour. So don't give me this garbage that you got traffic, because you don't even know what traffic is back. That snail got across that road, didn't get run over.
There's no snails. That's too early for snails. Thank you, sir.
That's the litmus
test.
Too
chilly. Todd?
Thank you, Mr. President. First item today, we're joined by Dr. Bobby Behrens, Vice President and Campus Director of Delaware Technical Community College. She has a presentation today. Welcome, Doctor. Please come forward. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Todd, and thank you, Council, for allowing me to be here. But more importantly, I brought my department chair for our ag program, Kyle Sermon, our farm manager and adjunct faculty member, Crystal Folke, and the most important people, not that those two aren't important, but two ag students of ours, and that's Emerson Monroe and Kate Molnar. And you'll remember a couple years ago, the council agreed to support our expansion of our production ag area and providing the college $50,000 to erect a production ag building. It took us a couple years to get that project going, and last fall we were able to do a ribbon cutting, and unfortunately due to scheduling, and I take some of the credit on this, you all weren't able to be there. And so I wanted to take the opportunity today to personally say thank you and invite you out to our Production Ag Center so that you can see it for yourself. And I do have a plaque that we would like to present to the council, but before I do, could I have our students come up and just share a tad bit?
You certainly can. Okay? Please.
Ladies.
Mm-hmm. Come on up.
They said I didn't tell them they had a talk, but.
That's the trick.
I'm Emerson Monroe.
And I'm Kate Molnar. Why don't you tell them a little bit about how we're using the ag building?
So we're using the ag building for production ag. And every Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have an open market that anybody is welcome to come and purchase our produce. And every other day, and including those days, we are out in the fields gathering, planting different crops, so we are able to sell them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then it gives us experience being able to sell and produce.
Sure.
So that was one of the reasons we expanded the program, because we had small greenhouses, but we didn't really have programming that addressed production ag. And we know that ag is a big piece of Sussex County, and we're proud to continue to support that. So our students, under the direction of Kyle and Crystal and Danielle, who couldn't be here today, they're really learning
how to produce a lot of produce on a small area of land, which is super important for us in Sussex County. So we couldn't have done it without you. So we do, President Vincent, we would like to present you with a plaque. If you will stay up here. Where do you want us? Right here?
That's the only egg. I guess I should go down with me.
Thank you so much. Certainly Councilman Wilson.
Hey, Councilman Wilson is coming down.
Anything we can do for agriculture world.
Sam. It'll be over by the time you get.
Sam's coming down.
Hold up, Mike.
Sam's trying to get down there.
I'm the only egg on the board, right?
Yep.
On the council. That king, can you imagine that?
Take your time.
It's fine. Get right in the middle here.
I should. I like to stand here for two first names.
get right up here then.
Thank you.
Thank you. You come around here, see you. You won't block me, brother. We're good. Good. There we go.
Sure.
All right.
I'm going to buy them on that side.
Here we go. We do between 9-2-1 of September. 9-2-1.
Sure. We partner with UD.
Yes.
Absolutely. Kyle and his team are constantly partnering.
She works out there in the summertime.
Thank you for this, and thank you for all you do. I'm glad you're joining us. Thank you.
You are welcome, ma'am.
You are welcome, guys, always.
Great job.
You take care, Poppy. See ya.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Okay, thank you. Next item is a proclamation for the National Service, recognizing National Service Day. I have a proclamation here from the County Council. I know we have some folks in the audience. We'll get another photo op, Mr. President.
Sure.
Proclamation proclaiming April 3rd, 2018 as National Service Recognition Day in Sussex County. Whereas service to others is a hallmark of American character and central to how we meet our challenges, and the nation's counties are increasingly turning to national service and volunteerism as a cost-effective strategy to meet county needs, and AmeriCorps and Senior Corps participants address the most pressing challenges facing our counties and nations, educating students for the jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families by providing health services and helping communities recover from natural disasters. AmeriCorps and Senior Corps participants serve in more than 50,000 locations across the country, including Sussex County, Delaware, bolstering civic, neighborhood, and faith-based organizations that are so vital to our country's economic and social well-being. National Service represents a unique public-private partnership that invests in community solutions and leverages non-federal resources to strengthen community impact and increase the return to taxpayer dollars. The Corporation for National and Community Service shares a priority with communities nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and is joining with local communities across the country to recognize the impact of service. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims April 3rd, 2018 as National Service Recognition Day and encourages residents to recognize the positive impact of national service in Sussex County and to thank those who serve to find ways to give back to their communities. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. Thank you. And I believe we have Nancy Green, Programs Manager for Sussex County Habitat for Humanity and others. Please come forward, and President Vincent will present the proclamation. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you very, very much. Here, why don't you hold this?
Here.
Sneak in here. There you go. Smile. There you go. Oh.
Thank you.
Am I making comments? Say any words, you certainly can. If you don't, that's up to you. Thank you for all you do. We really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to remind the council that you have over 100 people serving here in Sussex County. Teach for America, Reading Assist, Habitat for Humanity, the Senior Assist Program, and Foster Grandparents, as well as other senior core members. So thank you very much for recognizing all that they do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Next item of business is wastewater agreement number 53-1, Sussex County project number 81-04, Breakwater Beach parcel 421-428 in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, system connections of $50,880, and construction admin and construction inspection costs of $2,676.75. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 53-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Breakwater Beach LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Breakwater Beach parcels 421 through 428 located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for
motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Hans? On that sewer extension in Breakwater Beach, wasn't that deemed wetlands for so many years and then it was challenged? And how do we run sewer in the wetlands? Is it elevated or is it we dig it out or what do we do? How'd that work?
The entire system is elevated, believe it or not.
In this particular place?
In this particular case.
So the pipes are actually...
The pipes are insulated and heat traced.
Really?
We, the county, only assume responsibility up to where it leaves the below ground. And we made an exception. We do not maintain that kind of infrastructure.
I was going to say, it would seem awfully risky with the storms and everything in that ocean yes. block. Like that. Okay. No, that's.
I am not endorsing it.
Okay.
Who picks up the difference from where it comes out of the ground and if damage occurs?
May I quote Councilman Wilson? The buyer better be fully aware.
And the buyer is the residents of Breakwater.
That section.
Just those lots, not the rest of the people
just
that have
lots.
Underground sewer yes, that we put in that we are responsible.
Those lots.
How many lots is that?
Four or five or six or something like that?
It's a little more than that. Let's say half a dozen plus or minus a few.
Any more questions to council?
Interesting. And yeah. What we are obligated to provide, I mean, we couldn't have said no. It's because of our system. It could compromise. How about if they break and sand and salt water all start flushing in there? Is there a thing that, like a trap door?
Two statements to the record. These lots were existing. As far as we understand, we've been advised by the planning department these were lots off record and they were in the sewer district. So.
Oh,
okay. There we are.
There we are.
There we are.
We ought to have some wording, Mr. President, in the future when situated, because you ought to see this. It's a little precarious. As he says, he doesn't endorse and stuff. It's questionable whether we should be.
We have added all the safeguards to our system and made the handshake point such that we feel comfortable with protecting the public system.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's lots out there plotted and recorded that are underwater in some places. I mean, there's some that were plotted years ago when we didn't have these issues. And I don't know if there should be maybe an escape clause for the county so we don't have to put our system in such a risky situation like South Bethany would break open all the time along the oceanfront. Anyway, that's enough.
Any more questions to council?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Crazy. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Okay.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried.
Not crazy about it, but
thank
yes.
you, Todd. May I see your report?
Yes, sir. County Administrator's report for April 17, 2018, item number one. The next Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Plan Workshop will be held on Wednesday, April 18th at 9:30 in the council chambers. Copy of the agenda is attached. Item 2, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for March 2018 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 190 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of March. Item 3, 2018 Sussex County Emergency Services Awards Banquet was held on Saturday, April 7th at the Blades Fire Hall. This annual banquet is sponsored by the Sussex County Voluntary Ambulance Association, the Sussex County Paramedic Association, and Sussex County EMS. The following county employees were recognized this year by their peers for their performance. The SCEMS Awards included Emergency Communications Specialist of the Year, Dave Perrine; Administrative Excellence, Rob Mulch; Field Training Officer of the Year, Wayne Jester; District Supervisor of the Year, Russell Hooper; SCEMS Paramedic of the Year, Chaz Tennerman. Sussex County Volunteer Ambulance Association Award for Paramedic of the Year Award went to Greg Bell. The Sussex County Emergency Service Director's Caring People Award went for a call in Ocean View, which was a successful resuscitation of a 42-year-old female in cardiac arrest who later had a full recovery. That award went to dispatcher Ryan Fletcher and SCEMS paramedics Jordan Dettoli and Amanda McCloskey. A copy of the press release listing all of the individuals recognized during the banquet is attached. We'd like to extend our congratulations to each of the award winners. We also joined, Mr. President, by Becca Short and Gerald Struthers, who helped put on the banquet, along with Glenn Marshall and Bob Stewart.
Thank you. Please stand. Please stand. We recognize you. Thank you very much. Thank you for all that you all do. We certainly appreciate the service you provide this county. We're very blessed to have a great EMS system, from the EMTs to the paramedics. And thank you for all your support and all you do. Mr. Stewart, will you come right on down here?
Come on down,
sure,
right?
You can. You can all come down here. Come on, yeah.
We've blocked
at least
off,
not on the record.
Yeah, we've blocked off 20 minutes for you.
Okay. As I would be, Becca, this bank was put together by these two, Becca Short and Gerald Struthers. Gerald's first vice president of the Ambulance Association. And, of course, our liaison is Glenn. He won't come up here. But as the president, Mr. Vincent, said, this is an opportunity once a year for all of us in emergency services to get together and celebrate the accomplishments of a system that is kind of unique. And I think one of the hallmarks of the Sussex County Banquet is that we have a team in Sussex County, and I think it's unlike the other two counties, not to point the finger, but I think we do an outstanding job of working together. And if it wasn't for working together, we wouldn't accomplish what we can accomplish. We wouldn't have successful resuscitations of 42-year-olds so that they can spend another Christmas with their family. And I think it's truly remarkable that we can all get together once a year and have a nice banquet, celebrate the accomplishments of all of us in emergency services, and especially those that were recognized for doing a little bit of an outstanding job maybe compared to others. But everybody in the emergency services system deserves a round of applause. And we couldn't do all this without the support of the county council, without the support of the fire service and the ambulance companies that work with us, and the community who helped with contributions fund the banquet. So thank you all very much for what you do to allow us to do that. And I'd like to salute these two for putting together yet another great banquet. Hope to see you all there next year. And in the meantime,
hope to be there.
We'll keep doing it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, one more item on the county administrator's report. Item 4, it is with sadness that we note the passing of county pensioner Ira Hitchens on Monday, April 16th. Mr. Hitchens began his career with Sussex County in October 2001 and retired from the constable's office as a constable in January 2015 with 13 years of service. We wish to extend our condolences to the Hitchens family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
He will be missed.
Ms. Jennings, insurance broker recommendation.
First I heard. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. In February, the county issued an RFP for insurance brokerage services. This is the first time that the county has issued such an RFP for property and liability insurance. We typically issued a carrier RFP that assigns brokers. We were hopeful that this approach would generate more competition, which it did. I am happy to say with the hard work of Andrea Will and Jen Brazier of the Accounting Division and Scott Agar of IBC, we have a solid recommendation to hire Alliant as the county's insurance broker. Please note that this is only the first step where we hire a broker who will then solicit insurance carriers. Therefore, with this type of process, you will see a second presentation sometime in June with the recommendation of insurance carriers. Scott Agar, who is here today, is to discuss the process and why we are recommending Alliant. You'll also find a summary of why we are recommending Alliant in your packet. Mr. Agar.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
We've been conducting insurance RFPs for the county for a number of years, more than I care to admit. And we've observed over time that there has been less responses to each ensuing RFP. And we can only draw one conclusion for that, and that's market scarcity. There's just not enough brokers with experience in governmental entity business and insurers interested in pursuing public entities in Delaware. And so in the old process, we used to divide up the insurance companies because we needed to assign them, because insurance companies will only quote for one broker. So when we had to assign insurance companies to brokers, we then divided up an already small market or scarce market or limited marketplace. And that sort of exasperated the situation. So this year it was decided we're going to take a different approach. One of the things the brokers tell us and that they want is they want the opportunity to approach the entire marketplace, because that's the way you're going to vet the marketplace, get enough insurance companies to compete so then you can compare them with one another, get internal competition within the brokerage offices, and allow that to deliver a more comprehensive and competitive product. And so this year we decided it's time to do that. We need to set and address the scarcity issue. And so we put out an RFP, and in the RFP, it's a multi-step process. And the first step is, you know, here is not just the broker expectations, but the insurance expectations. So that before they even come in, they've been provided a substantial amount of information that allows them to assess, quantify what the county needs, who their insurance partners are, and what the best fits may be. And it's also sort of throwing down the gauntlet. You know, we want you to do this, at least this, or better yet, beat this. And so we received six proposals, and I don't even know if we've received six requests for insurance assignments in the last decade. So we got very comprehensive proposals. I have to commend Jen Brazier and Andrea Wall, who apparently drew the short straw and had to undergo a fire hose of information, and really did a really outstanding job sort of sorting through all this stuff and finding how to prioritize this for the county. And it was very easy for us to sort of come to a consensus on, well, I shouldn't say easy, they'll say it wasn't easy, but and it wasn't to a certain degree. There are some issues that we discussed at length, but we were both, actually the three of us, are all on board with this recommendation because we think it has really positive ramifications for the county. And so now we're going to get somebody that can go to the marketplace. They're a substantial firm. We always, there's good and bad about big firms and small firms. You can find a niche firm that can be very good at something and maybe do so better than a large firm. But in our assessment, the more ears you have to the marketplace, the more information you're going to have, and the more resources you can bring to the table. Doesn't mean they always deliver, but more often than not, they're going to bring a more resourced presentation to the county. And they're also starting off the blocks with cost savings. So we're moving ahead already at a lower expense. And as cited in Gina's memo, I mean, there's some nice bells and whistles that come with the program, and it's things you don't even have to negotiate for. In fact, after our discussion, they handed us a contract insurance manual. Here, this is what we've prepared. You know, this is not something you get from, many firms or many resources. So while there was a lot of quality in what we had to examine, Alliant rose to the top. And the staff and I agree that this is the best solution for the county going forward.
I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, ma'am.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council hire Alliant to provide broker services for the next 3 years with the option to renew for 2 additional 1-year periods as recommended by IBC and the Finance Department.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Where are they
Mr.
from?
Burton.
Where is Alliant from?
They're based in Southern California, but they're a highly distributed organization. They operate nationwide.
Do they have a local representative?
They have a Maryland office. They have a representative in New Jersey. But actually, the primary contact point, who we found very dynamic and outstanding, is actually out of Florida. So they're bringing resources from all over the country.
Great. Thank you.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be yes also. Thank you.
Thank you.
And it does look like, Gina, that, I mean, looking at that, it was very close between Alliant and Connor Strong as far as your scoring.
That is correct.
So pretty competitive.
That's correct.
Good thing.
Yes, it was very competitive.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Ms. Cornwell, comprehensive plan update, scope of work.
Good morning.
Morning.
As County Council has been moving forward with the comprehensive plan, we've noticed that we should look at expanding the scope of work to allow for additional meetings for the County Council to have to continue to work on the comprehensive plan. This would propose scope of work would include additional 224 hours of work. To continue moving forward with the comp plan, continue the meetings as we finalize the comprehensive plan, the 2018 comprehensive plan. So the expanded scope of work is for 224 hours, which is $35,000, $213.08. Again, if we don't need all of those meetings, we don't need all of those hours, we will not be billed for these hours, so this would be not to exceed this amount. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
It's kind of like the worst case scenario is what you're saying?
Yes.
I'm not sure what's going to wear out first, the council or our money. Do you have a motion?
I'll
I
wear
do.
Out first.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council accept the expanded scope of work for the 2018 comprehensive plan from an amount not to exceed $35,213.08.
Pleasure, Council.
I have a question.
Moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Second. Mr. Arlette. Question, Mr. Arlette.
Yes. These are additional dollars. They what are they paid up to? Up to what point? In other words, this is based on and to start when?
This includes some work that is currently going on and going forward. So, and like tomorrow's meeting, the meeting's up in May,
right.
This would cover.
So I guess the question is, we've gone over budget, and this is allowing us...
No, to be perfectly honest, we haven't gone over budget. I don't think this will actually cover tomorrow. I think this will cover the meetings in May, and if we need anything else, and then it'll cover all of that. Because we've been working on reducing other hours in other areas, so technically we are not over budget as of right now.
This is basically an insurance policy.
Correct.
As we move along from now through May, if we have to have whatever we have to have, this will cover those costs.
Correct.
If we don't need it, we won't spend it.
We don't spend it.
Okay.
And let's not take it as a chance to slow things up. Let's keep moving full speed ahead, right, Mr. Lawson?
Amen.
You keep the whip.
We're throttled down.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
ma'am. Ms. Nauman, presentation and proclamation for the anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Mr. President, as Brandy gets ready for her presentation, we took this opportunity today to have a presentation formed by Brad and Brandy. Brandy will present, and then I do have a proclamation for Fair Housing Month, which I will read at the conclusion of her presentation for you to present. Brandy, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is it's been 50 years since the passing of the Fair Housing Act. So I just wanted to do a little brief presentation given my position. I felt like it was appropriate. So just a very brief background about how the Fair Housing Act came to be. It really just came about after a few federal housing acts were passed. 1866, the Civil Rights Act, was the very first fair housing law. Then in 1964 was the Civil Rights Act, and followed by the Voting Rights Act. And then we had some riots and civil unrest and the rise of Martin Luther King with Civil Rights Campaign. And just 7 days after his assassination, Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Fair Housing Act. So the Federal Fair Housing Act covers seven protected classes, which are race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, and familial status. And in Delaware, we actually cover an additional six, which are marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, creed, age, and the source of income, which is relatively new, for a total of 13. And you don't need to hear me speak about these again. I've been up here several times. But those are some of the things that we've worked on in the fair housing arena since 2012 in our office, but across the county as well. It is the policy of Sussex County to comply with the Fair Housing Act as amended and the Delaware Fair Housing Act by ensuring that its officials, agents, and employees will not discriminate in any aspect of housing based on the following protected classes: race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. We do have a brief proclamation to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Before I begin, any questions or comments for Brandy?
Is there going to be a party this afternoon?
If you'd like.
I don't think we said that Brandy's our Fair Housing Compliance Officer.
I am.
Which means any complaints, you are fortunate enough to get those and deal with them. But so on behalf of the council, you're doing a great job, and we appreciate all your effort and hard work. This is not an easy task sometimes to do, and we realize that, but thank you for all you do.
Mike, I think we should get her some kind of uniform if she's an officer.
Really?
Badge.
Yeah, with a badge and everything? Yeah. Okay.
A nice hat, official.
I'll put that in our budget.
Would you please?
Yeah, please do.
I'll read the proclamation. Proclaiming the month of April as Fair Housing Month in Sussex County. Whereas April 2018 marks the 50th anniversary of the passage of the U.S. Fair Housing Law, Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968 as amended, which enunciates a national policy of fair housing without regard to race, color, religion, national origin, sex, familial status, or handicap, and encourages fair housing opportunities for all citizens. And the Sussex County Council is committed to highlight the Fair Housing Law by continuing to address discrimination in our community, to affirmatively further fair housing, to support programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities, and to plan partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every American of their right to fair housing. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Sussex County Council proclaims April 2018 as Fair Housing Month, beginning a year-long commemoration of the U.S. Fair Housing Law in Sussex County, urging all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this celebration throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President.
There you go. Brandy, didn't SCORE used to be here for this?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a combination of agencies usually.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay. Okay.
This is yours.
We're being shunned.
Okay. Here comes the man. Well, he's a seahorse man.
Uh-oh, it's going digital. Social media there. Well, I meant social media. Oh my gosh. Nitpicky.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, guys.
Brandy does a great job. Her team does a great job. Patty Diptola.